For the morning, top of the morning. Yes, 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 yes. The morning drip. Suleiman Bey, we in here. Told y'all we were going live in the rig every day now, Monday through Friday. And I'm going to perk it up, get y'all some information you need for you to get on out and get your day going. Hopefully you to put something in your bag, you know, stack it up, you know, make it happen. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to just live life. We're trying to build and destroy, you feel me? We're trying to build on to the positive and the present. We're trying to destroy that negative, the negative energy, the negative people around us, the negative, you know, situations. We're trying to get away from all that. We're trying to be at peace. We're trying to be prosperous, you feel me? Trying to make things happen, you feel me? Not in the wrong way and not in a fast way, but in a steady way, a steady but sure pace, you feel me? So we're going to do the race like the turtle in the hare. You know, we're going to take the tortoise this time, you feel me? Yeah, we're not going to be in a rush. We're just going to slow roll and get to our destination. So how y'all doing out there? Yes, peace and love, blessings. Welcome to the Morning Drip, Suleiman Bey. As usual, we just going to get into some things. I'm still medicating. That's what I be doing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Getting my tea in me, getting my herbs in me. Yeah, so y'all do the same thing. Get relaxed. If you're already at your work desk or you're traveling to work, we just need to get on in the mood, man, and do some digesting here into some of this literature and some of the things that we got going on. But again, I thank y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all been keeping up, man, with what's going on in the nation, especially if you're indigenous, if you aboriginal, indigenous, native, you'd be paying attention to what's going on, man. You know, you see they just passed the law, the Asian American law or something like that. But what are we? What are you? All these laws passed to protect and help people, but you getting wham-lammed out in the street. You know, all this stuff going on in the streets with you. So, yeah. So, that's about that. So, like I said, just get your stuff together for a few minutes. Because that's what I'm doing. So who is the Asiatic? They just passed the Asian bill. What did Asiatic mean? Who are they? Are y'all not Asiatic? Black man? Y'all call yourself black. Helping everybody else. Okay. So here we go now. So I wanted to open up this morning. I've been looking for this document, and I finally went on and recollected where it was and popped this stuff up. So I'm going to get it to y'all today. I know y'all been waiting for this. Christian Black Gold. And I just have a question. And my question is this. You know, people that break up with their boyfriends and girlfriends over miscellaneous shit. You know, they're distant themselves. You've had a whole bunch of years in a relationship with somebody, and then over some bullshit or whatever, you would distance yourself, break up the whole family, just destroy it. But you got this person, these people who've been treating you real abusive, real bad, been handling you real tough for a whole lot of years. And you know what? You treat them with so much respect and love. You spend all your money with them still and everything. But you would turn your back on yourself and kind for one little minor infraction. For something that you can overlook and take the benefit of the person instead of what you see weak. You can't do it because it's been embedded in you. It's been encoded in your DNA. That's what a black person is. That's what an African-American is. See, we come from cultures where we do for self and kind. Where our village just take care of each other. We don't have that no more. We all in the same village, but the struggle is independent. It's not a community anymore. So that's been embedded in you. That's been whipped in you. That's right. That's been put into you to help save mankind. So self and kind. So you always go look outside of yourself for help, for the answers, when it's right there in front of your face. So, the Christian Black Codes of 1724. Now, hey, don't take my advice for stuff. Google stuff. Google, you know, we get on Google and we search these search engines for all the wrong stuff, or when we need it, get on there and study. Get on there and study. Get you an account with the Library of Congress and they call it the Christian Black Codes. That's what they was called, okay? Now, my thing is this. If they call it the Christian Black Codes and they made you Christians, then why you ain't protected? Why you're not one of their fellow brothers? Why you murder down in the streets? Why is there no justice for you, no peace? These are your brothers. You say you Christians. These are your fellow men. Yeah, you serve their religion. You go in and you pay the tithes to Rome, the same people that crucified Jesus. These are your people. So what kind of outcome do you think is going to they going to have? What kind of outcome do you think you're going to have? The same people that was crucifying Jesus then is crucifying his people now. So what are you going to do? Because you keep holding on to them. You keep wanting to integrate with them. You keep wanting to sit at their assigned seats, at their tables, at their places, even their food. Your whole way of life is not yours. But you believe it is. You believe you're the hippest, slickest shit on earth. And you are them people. You are them people. But you are righteous, upright people. You done lost all that. Now your pants are sagging. Now you're doing all the filth under the sun. You followed after other guys. You lost your way. And that's why you're on the bottom. That's why the universe haven't opened up to you. Because you lost yourself. So it's time to come home. Evidently what you've been taught is not no good. Because your situation don't change. You could go out in the street and march all these years, and it's still the same. You know, Martin Luther King was marching, it's still the same. It's not getting nothing done. So something wrong. You got to change up something. Everything you've been taught has been a lie. Yeah. Tell lies, vision, television. You know, everything you've been taught has been a lie. It's been the condition and train you to your present state. And your present state is at the bottom of the barrel. You the bottom of the barrel. Blessed suckers. Mud suckers. Christian Black Codes of 724. March 1724. Now, you could Google this, but I just picked it up. Just dealing with the Salem witch trials and all that. So you can pull it up. You see the history. Go and study history, y'all. Man, history don't mean that's what's your story. You know, whoever wins, go tell the story. You go have a fight with somebody, you go tell your partners what happened. Your story different from other dudes' story. You think your story the same as his? Win, lose, or draw. He might have told you he lost, but he go tell his story different. Man, I didn't even know he got me right there. But all the time, you might have whooped him. And then you might go tell your folks you whooped him, and all the time, you might not have really whooped him. So, you know, hey, feel me? His story. Now you need to go study your story so you can tell it. Christian Black Codes of 1724, March 1724, Article 1. Decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Article 2. Make it imperative on masters to impart religious instruction to their slaves. Article 3. Permit the exercise of the Roman Catholic creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. Article 4. Now that's the church now. Article 4. Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. That's the church now. Okay. That's the church now. Article 5. Sundays and holidays are to be strictly observed. All Negroes found at work on these days are to be confiscated. So that's why you don't go to work on Sunday. That's why you say Sunday your rest day. But that's not the Sabbath. Okay. That's your Negro rest day. But that's not the Sabbath. Remember that. Article 6. We forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. Some other arbitrary punishment. We forbid all curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, and even our chaplains in our Navy, to sanction such marriages. We also forbid all our white subjects and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks to live in a state of concubinage with slaves. Should there be any issue from this kind of intercourse, it is our will that the person so offending and the master of the slave should pay each fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage of the master to his slave, said master shall not only pay the fine, but be deprived of the slave and of the children, who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality, and said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free. But shall this illicit intercourse have existed between a free black and his slave, when said slave, according to the forms prescribed by the church, said slave shall there be set free, and the children shall become free and legitimate, and in such a case there should be no application of the penalties mentioned in the present article. Article 7. The ceremonies and forms prescribed by the ordinance of Laos and by the edict of 1691 for marriage shall be observed both with regard to free persons and slaves, but the consent of the father and mother of the slaves is not necessary. That of the master shall be the only one required. Article 8. We forbid our curates to process or to effect marriages between slaves without the proof of the consent of their master, and we also forbid all the masters to force their slaves into marriages against their wills. You know you're paying for your marriage when you go up pay this to the city or the state and you get a marriage certificate and all that. You're paying it. So who does that? Where you see that in history? You got to go pay somebody to do this type of stuff. What is wrong with y'all? This is from slavery. You feel me? This is extortion. Who do you got to go ask to get married? That's like you got to ask somebody to bring a baby into the world. Who you got to ask? Nobody. That's between you and the creator. So this is all stuff. You going up there, you getting pimped. They selling y'all. And they own your rights to your black ass. When you go up there getting the marriage certificate, all these bonds and stuff that they get, and you think you married, and 99% of them don't last. And it's time to get, I'm sanctioned by they don't lie by the will of God, by the state, by the power and authority vested in me by the state, I pronounce you, he didn't say by the God. He said the power vested in them by the state. Y'all asleep, man. Y'all out here asleep, man. You're just thinking ain't nothing going right. Article 9, wake up and be yourself. Put your turban and your fez back on. Ladies, cover up. Yeah, pull your pants up, man. Yes, yeah. Stand down, Satan. It's over with. Yeah. Article 9, children issued from the marriage of slaves shall follow the condition of their parents and shall belong to the master of the wife and not of the husband, if the husband and the wife have different masters. Article 10, if the husband be a slave and the wife a free woman, it is our will that their children, of whatever sex they be, shall share the condition of their mother, free as she, notwithstanding the servitude of their father. And if the father be free and the mother a slave, then the children shall be slaves. Keep the mom on. Article 11, masters shall have their Christian slaves buried in consecrated ground. Article 12, we forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons. Don't carry no gun act. Article 12, we forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons or heavy sticks under the penalty of being whipped and of having said weapons confiscated for the benefit of the person seizing the same. An exception is made in favor of those slaves who are hunting or shooting for their masters and who carry with them a written permission to that effect or are being designated by some known mark or badge. Yeah, master authority give you authority and give you a badge or something put on, nigga. Then you could carry a gun. Other than that, you ain't permitted to carry no weapons. You see? It's still going on today. Article 13. We forbid slaves belonging to different masters to gather in crowds, either by day or by night, you know, gathering, under the pretext of a wedding or for any other cause, either at the dwelling or on the grounds of one of their masters or elsewhere, and much less on the highways or in secluded places under the penalty of corporal punishment, I mean off with your head, which shall not be less than a whip. In case of frequent offenses of the kind, the offender shall be branded with the mark of the fleur de luce, and should there be aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. We command all of our subjects, be they officials or not, to seize all such offenders, to arrest and conduct them to prison, although there should not be judgment against them. So no judgment against you. Just snatch them up, take them to prison, take them to jail. Yes. Frisk. What you call it? Stop and frisk. Yeah, take them all down. Article 14. Master, who
who shall be convicted of having permitted or tolerated such gathering as aforesaid, composed of other slaves than their own, shall be sentenced individually to indemnity their neighbors for the damages occasioned by said gatherings, and to pay for the first time a fine of 30 livres, and double that sum on the repetitions of the offense. You got to go pay them for that. Article 15. We forbid Negroes to sell any commodities, provisions, or produce of any kind without the written permission of their masters, or without wearing their known marks or badges. And any person purchasing anything from Negroes in violation of this article shall be sentenced to pay a fine of 1,500 livres. You can't have no commodities, no pork barrels, no none of that, no beans, no cotton, you can't have nothing, no provisions, no nothing, no produce of any kind without the permission of the master, unless you got a mark or a badge, unless you're a house token Negro. Articles 16, 17, and 19 provide a length for the clothing of slaves and other subsistence. Now check this out. Listen to this. Article 20. Slaves shall not be properly fed, clad, and provided for by their masters. Slaves who shall not be properly fed, clad, and provided for by their masters may give information thereof to the Attorney General of the Superior Council or to all the officers of an inferior jurisdiction, and may put in writing exposition of their wrongs into their hands, upon which information, and even ex officio, shall the information come from another quarter, the Attorney General shall prosecute said masters without charging any cost to the complainant. Yeah, right. It is our will that this regulation be observed in all accusations of crimes or barbarous and inhumane treatment brought by slaves against their masters. Article 21. Slaves who are disabled from working, either by old age, disease, or otherwise, the disease is incurable or not, shall be fed and provided for by their master. And in case they should have been abandoned by said masters, said slaves should be adjudged to the nearest hospital, to which said master should be obliged to pay 8 cents a day for the food and maintenance of each one of these slaves. And for the payment of this sum, said hospital shall have a lien on the plantation of the masters. Lien on them. Article 22. We declare that slaves have no right of any kind of property, but that all that they acquire, either by their own industry or by the ability of others, or by any other means or title, whatever shall be the full property, but that all that they acquire, either by their own industry or by the ability of others, or by any other means or title, whatever shall be the full property of their masters, and the children of said slaves, their fathers, mothers, their kindred, or other relation, either free or slave, shall have no pretensions or claim thereto. Take all your stuff. It all belongs to your master. Either through testamentary renewal positions or donations inter vivia, which dispositions and donations we declare null and void, and also whatever promise they may have interred into by persons incapable of disposing of any and or participating to any contract, minors. So this just goes on. It's 50-something. I'm not going to read them all to y'all, but the laws that you're under right now, what you call laws, are the black code laws. Those are the corporate laws that they're pulling you over, stopping and frisking you, sending you at astronomical rates to prisons under. Those are not constitutional. That's not constitutional supreme law, where people are being sentenced and pulled over and took down for. Listen, please. Okay? The Constitution and the treaties that they have with other countries is the supreme law of the land, because that's how this contract was formed. Okay? You got to understand history. This is not Europe. This land doesn't belong to the Europeans. They're here by conquest. That's what they've been doing all over the world. What they show you in their history books, right here. This is part of it. They just showed you a circle, but they didn't complete the circle. They show you everywhere else with a little boat with the white flag with the red cross in it. Oh, yeah. That's what they're doing. Yeah, that one. So, you got to understand, it's contracts. This land belongs to people. It's aboriginal people whose land, the forefathers of this land is. The European is occupying this space. So when you wake up and be yourself, then you identify who you are and get you a piece of this land of your own, because that's where the real wealth is, under the ground. You see? That's what the real sustenance is. Y'all chasing these green dollars. Y'all chasing cryptocurrency, y'all chasing BS. You got to get you some property, land. That's what I'm talking about, property, land. So identify with who you are. Who are your ancestors? Who do you come from? What tribe are you from? Get you some land. I'm talking about plenty of 4 acres. Where you got so much back there, you could grow and take care of yourself. You don't have to go depend on nobody and knock on nobody's doors and beg for nothing. You can provide for yourself, clothing and everything. Just got to go back to those horse and buggy days. But the supreme law of the land. Okay, this is the United States, the Constitution of the United States of America. I want to read some of this to y'all. This is the preamble. Now, y'all got to understand language. That's what's killing us. We don't understand language. We read, but we don't know. A lot of times, we don't know how to read. So even in gathering and grabbing stuff in, and we're building and, you know, becoming more, as we become more astute, you know, we're learning more. You have to understand the significance of words and their meanings. So, for instance, this is the preamble. Listen to it, because you guys heard it many times. But do you really understand what it's saying? Who's saying what? Okay? So, here it goes. We, the people of the United States. Right there. You guys, do you understand writing? You understand what's been going on, how this is said? Okay? We, the people of the United States, comma. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. See? Now, bam. Okay, well, everybody know that. But did you hear what it said? We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, okay? Then it goes on to the end. It says, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. It didn't say in the beginning, we, the people of the United States of America, ordain in order to form a more perfect union. Woo, 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 woo. It says, we, the people of the United States, comma. Do you understand the difference from the United States and the United States of America? No, you don't. Okay? The United States is a corporation of America. The good old USA. America precedes the United States. America been here. America is North, Central, and South, which includes Alaska, Canada, North America, Central America, the Isthmus, which is in between there, San Salvador and all that, and South America and the adjoining islands, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, so forth. That's the America. Did you know that? That's Al Morocco, the America. Al Morocc, Al Maghrib. Did you know that was the name of this? So it says, we the people of the United States do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, the United States is a corporation doing business in America. I just wanted you to know that. That's why that banner, that corporate banner, flies in all the states. Open up your eyes. Find the symbol of a conscious mind. Open up your mind. Every state flies this one banner. But every state has a separate banner. It has its own individual banner. Why is that? If you're from Texas, there's a Texas flag and a United States of America flag. If you're in California, there's a United States of America flag flying and a California flag, the Republic, the bear. If you're in Oregon, the same thing. It's everywhere, every state you go, it's the corporate banner and a state banner. Why is that? Do you understand law? Do you understand governance, how people are doing politicking? signs and symbols. So it's in all 50 states because that's the union.
Mm-hmm.
That's the union.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But sovereign, independently, you have people that live in the state where they're under a different law. So you got public sector and the private sector. So we've been operating in the public, but you've been operating as an artificial person because you're three-fifths. So I just wanted you to see that, okay? Now, the Constitution, like I said, you're already three-fifths in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 2. Constitution, right after the preamble, the first article, they didn't waste no time with their property. See, this Constitution protects everybody. It protects the Aboriginal people. It protects the foreigner, the alien, because everybody has a right by God, unalienable, inalienable, or some people say unalienable, inalienable. Okay, unalienable, inalienable, however you want to say it, inalienable, unalienable, okay? Article 1, first thing they did was three-fifths you out. So it says representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states, which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, three-fifths of all other persons. So you didn't even mention you. You was nothing. You insignificant. You just a nigga. And y'all hold that word so lightly, it means nothing. Say, oh, man, we make it now. Ooh, no, it means what it means. And you keep using it, and that's why you're still on the bottom. But you don't understand what it means. You don't understand what went into the making of that, the making of the Negro. Let my people go, Father. Get your people out of there. Pharaoh not going to let go. Y'all read it in your Bibles. You saw all the plagues had to keep coming to him. You saw that. He not going to let you go. It's the same thing. You on the page of the time. Pharaoh not going to let you go. But we are Joseph, fifth of all other persons. What does that mean? You've been denationalized. Three-fifths, mind, body, and soul. What's the other two-fifths? Would nationality be one? Would creed be one? The way of your forefathers? Because believe me, we ancient. There was no Christianity and none of that stuff around. None of that stuff was around. Religion? What they call religion, that stuff wasn't around. So whoever want to be mad about that statement, just be mad about it. It wasn't around. That stuff was created for man because man fallen, and man need a way back. You feel me? To righteousness, to peace, to love. You feel me? That's what that stuff was for. So, now, let's go some more into this. How about this clause in the Constitution, right? How about Article 1, Section 10, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or a law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Now, people don't understand the impairing of contracts. A person can't make you contract. You contract on your own. So if they put a piece of paper in front of you and you don't understand it and you just sign it, that's on you. You contract it. It don't matter if it's a business application, no matter if it's DMV or whatever. If you sign it, you contract it. But there is criteria to the law of contracting. And full disclosure is one of those. So a person has to give you full disclosure of what's going on or whatever we just to do. I can't just go in there and don't tell you the hidden agenda. And you sign on thinking it's all good, and then you drive down the street and your car breaks down. That contract is bogus. is void because it's full disclosure. So that's how you get out of that, understanding the laws of contract. So a lot of these contracts was created before your time and without your knowing. The birth certificate, bond, Social Security, all this stuff was created before you. But what happens is as you got older, you got immune to it being used and type it as yours. It's for you. So you don't know how to apply and become a majority. You stay in your minor capacity and let people operate for you instead of stepping up and saying, hey, I operate for myself, and then see what's going on. So that's what's up with that. So it says if they're not supposed to make any, no station make anything but gold and silver coin, they tend to repayment of debt. Question. Did y'all know it's gold and silver in the ground right here? Y'all keep, you just go on with your life every day and not realizing that as you move on in life every day, the resources of the land are being raped. This is your land. Remember that song y'all sung at school? This man is your land, this land is my land, my country, tis of thee. They were singing it to you, let you know. You just, it was just a song to you. Yeah. Raping it. You see the trains all the time, coal on them, everything. They make you look to Africa. Oh, man, there's diamonds, everything here. We just think they was running all the way across to California and all these places for the gold rush and oil and all kinds of stuff. Natural gas and mineral. Man, the land is the resources. Nothing but gold and silver coin is a tender of payments, but that's in the republic. See, that's in the private sector. That's in the state. But you didn't know that. But hell, you don't have nothing anyway because you want to be black. Black people have been erased. They only 3/5 of all other persons because they've been denationalized. They don't have no nationality. There's no such thing as a black person. There's no such thing as a color person. There's no such thing as a Negro. There's no such thing as a white. The creator didn't create that. It's just a human race. That's it. That's it. And the bouquet come from without the human race. So whoever was the first creation that multiplied and replenished, out of them came the bouquet. The bouquet of colors come out of them, out of genetic engineering, no other way. What you call DNA, what the stuff they doing now. Just science. That's all, it's just science. So let's go through some more. Let's go through some more of the Constitution, some little parts. So Article 3. So listen what it says. Article 3 is the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, right? Section 2 says the judicial power should extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties made, or which shall be made under their authority, to all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, to all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction, to controversies to which the United States shall be a party, to controversies between two or more states, between a state and a citizen of another state, between citizens of different states, between citizens of the same state, claiming lands under the grants of different states, and between a state or the citizens thereof and foreign states, citizens or subjects, listen, in all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, and in those in which a state shall be a party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. Question. The state of Wu-Tu-Wu-Wu versus Wu-Tu-Wu-Wu, was that a state versus you or a person? Okay. Let me go to another person. This is a female now. The state of woo-woo-woo-woo versus woo-woo-woo-woo. It was the state against you. In all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers, and consuls, and in those in which a state shall be a party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. Why are you going through these inferior courts and then you trying to appeal and hope you ever work your way up to the Supreme Court? If the Supreme Court got original jurisdiction in those cases and the matters, why is it different for you then? So this constitutional law. And by the way, I just told you all treaties made is the law of the land. The treaties go in there with it. So what treaties do they have enforced? With whom? Are you a party to any of them treaties? Is that your part of your DNA, your ancestry? See, these are the things you need to find out. Because, see, you might find out that you right at home and got a good loan. You trying to go get a little bogus loan or work a little twist you trying to do and mess up everything and go back to prison for a little tools and fools. And you know how many people I've seen in prison that had a good story to tell, one that's a dream to most people on the streets, when people won't. Oh, man, yeah, I got caught with $2 million at home. Yeah, I had some big mansions, big property, was riding around in Rolls Royce and stuff. But in the end, they was in prison with all that they knew and all this game they thought they known, and talking about securities and exchanges and securities. Man, that stuff's so broad. They take the best of their people down in those fields. And you just coming in a new Buddha, a new Jack, thinking you know something because you learning as you go. They're going to take you down. I've seen too many of them. No, not me. Not Bomb Row. Beat them down with a 2x4. No, not me. No, no, no. So, yeah, you got to sit back and understand and, man, study. And let things unfold for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's the mind. Everybody talking about they at peace and they own and they doing all this. Man, people faking. People faking because you're still chasing idols. You're still chasing false gods. That's what that money is or how we're going to live right now. You're going to be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. You heard Kendrick say, you're going to be humble. That's what you're going to do. Hell, when you was in prison, you had to be humble. Calling and begging, you need to put your tools and fuels away. Had to call and begging, and hope people put money on your books and this, this, and that. Then you come out here and run wild and go back to the same thing and go trap you again. No, not me. No. So you have patience, have discipline. You know how to stack the marbles. Yeah, them tools and fuels. Take them little peanuts and turn them into cashews while everybody else laughing and playing. And by the way, you see what the ants are doing already? And that's why, see, I study the bee. See, the bee does is unbiased and goes to the flowers, get the nectar, turn it into honey. Honey is healing and proprieties that heal. Signs for men, the Quran says. But look at the ants. While all y'all should be getting ready to be out here fake feeling it, COVID going on, y'all thinking it's over, y'all should be out here trying to get out and integrate and go have fun, and all the kids need to do this and go out and go out and spend your money and show your cars and do all this. Guess what that's what the ant will be doing. While y'all out spending y'all marbles and wasting food, the ant will be picking up, stacking for the winter, getting ready for the winter and summer. I agree. You're supposed to be the most supreme being on this planet, but you're less than the animals. That's what you have subjected yourself. You're less than the animals. The animal got more sense than you in moving in accord. See, they're Muslims, not Muslims. They're Muslims. One is the will of God. Their will doesn't deviate. It just moves in accord, like the sun, moon, and the stars moving in accord. You're the one out of order. That's why your world is in chaos. You don't understand that. Yeah, quit looking for everything outside of yourself. Be humble and sit back. Sit back and put a few coins into the well every month. Yeah, get your little Alhambra water thing, slice it, pour all the water out, put a few coins in every month. Just an old stack. Just sit back, old stack, 1 year. Oh, yeah, 2 years. Oh, yeah, 3 years. What you got? Who you trying to show out for? Are you trying to make sure you got a roof overhead and take care of your family and teach them the right way to go and the right things? And then they're going to multiply it as the generations come. You're just setting the foundation for them to have generational wealth. It don't take no time. You just got to redirect what you're putting out there. Just keep chasing the money, and it all of a sudden it just keeps running from you because you're chasing money. You haven't figured that out, huh? Yeah, you're chasing money. And the more you chase it, the more it run away. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, all things be added unto you. Y'all read this stuff, and y'all just, everybody profess things, but the proof is in the example. I don't got to look for nobody outside of myself. I don't. I put a plan together with inside of myself with my own family. We don't got to work for nobody. We don't got to wait on nobody to give us nothing. Nothing. I'm talking to my family. We don't got to wait on nobody to give us nothing. Y'all out there individually trying to do this, this, and that. You got to wait on nobody to give us nothing. You got to sit down at a council meeting, at a table, at a round table, and put a blueprint and some plans together and throw our money into the pot together. You're going to throw it into the church, the same people that send that money up there to the people who crucified Yahushua. You're sending it, giving it to the church fund all your life, and the church ain't got rebuilt up yet. Man, shit. Charity starts at home. Redirect them resources for ourselves each month, each week, and invest. Let the youngsters who know how to get on these computers and invest, people be turning millionaires right now and investing, just making money off the stocks and cryptocurrency, buying and trading and selling every day. People know how to do that stuff. Give them tools and fuels and let them turn it. That's what I did. I took tools and fuels, and people was laughing at me. They was giving me peanuts. Laughing at me, giving me peanuts. Guess what? My peanuts is cashews now. My portfolio nice. I don't keep on-hand cash. Don't need it. Anytime I get some cash, it goes into one of the markets. That's right, for the future. And it's just growing and growing. That's right. Portfolio just growing and growing. Yeah. Then the Monopoly board, that's part of the Monopoly board. The property is already on there. Boom, 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 boom. And you just keep adding on. Then you have leverage. Then you have things you can, y'all don't feel me, though. So, yeah, keep playing games out here. Keep playing games out here, thinking it's a game. No, man, this is about doing something. Y'all came into this world and have nothing. All the generation before y'all struggled and strived and didn't leave nothing. And the ones that left some, y'all couldn't appreciate it to keep and hold on to it. So what you going to do? It's up to you for the future generations to come into this world with something. Can't blame them. Just like, you look at that, look at us. Man, you're supposed to be the one who do it for the future generation, so they own when they come into the world, just like you wanted to be on. That's what you're striving for, to be on, but you don't know how to put it back up so they could be on. Yeah, you're just holding on to it, and you're just hoarding it. Yeah, we can't do that. So you got to find things to get into. You feel me? You got to be out there, and you got to, get into stuff. So I meet the Oxford Communique. I got a subscription to that with Alexander Green. So he give out a lot of information, teach you a lot of investing. My portfolio been growing good with him. I got some other groups. Let me see a couple of these. Give y'all a little. Y'all might want to check in too. Oh, and Andrew Keen too. I mess with Andrew Keen. He got some things going on the money market. You can sign up and get you three picks every week. Live, so we should give you three picks when you clock in. Boom, boom, boom. Tell you what to get. You know, put them in options, tell you how to put them in, pull them out, where you can make double your money each week. 3/10 is to double your money each week. So stuff like that, man, knowing how to get in and hit licks real quick, 1,000, ooh, put you 2,000, ooh, make you 700, 800 real quick, boo, 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 with the week, yeah, and hit your little licks and stuff start adding up, boo, 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 boo. Listen, man, it's not a time for games out here. It's time for y'all to get it together and do for self. And if you get your family on board, get your history together, figure out which tribe you're from, and grab you some land. Take all these documents that's been used against you, the fraud that's been perpetuated against you. Quit signing all these forms saying that you're black, agreeing to the fraud. You're not black. There's no such thing as black people. You just got a race, and you only got black and white up there. But what about people who don't associate with that? So they put another box called other. All that stuff is fraud, what they're doing. You see what I'm saying? So if you at least have sense on the other part, at least write in what you is. But it's only one race, human race. Didn't y'all know that? Oh, y'all didn't know that? Y'all thought it was different races? Well, if it's different races, then y'all definitely wrong for mixing in. If you mixing in with somebody who looks different from you, you're definitely wrong then if it's different races. Because race mixing, that ain't tolerated. Nah, you stick with self and kind. Because you go into another race, then you go become what they are. And you go extinct them out. Now they go become alien and look different. You see what I'm saying? That's genocide. Yeah, so your Bible tell you don't go in. When you go in that land, they'll kill everybody. The dog, the cat, everybody. Don't mix in with them and their gods and none of that. Why? Because it's going to turn you from your ways, from your God. And that's what it did for us. So, as y'all know, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, all that stuff went on to, they criminalizing crime now to keep you enslaved and all that. That's for your studies. That's for your studies to go into. But, yeah, I mess with Alexander Green and Oxford Communique and, different things that I do for my portfolio. So you got your stocks. And then I mess with a lot of stocks, too, to pay them dividends, too. So every quarter they're going to pay you, whether it's 23 cents, 44 cents, or whatever it is on the dollar that you put in, you're getting paid back. So you're making money. Then you can take your cryptos, your crypto portfolio, and a lot of them you can put in and let them earn interest. So you can buy them at a lick, blah, blah, blah. And then, you can sell them off and get your piece of them off of them, or you can put them on the market and let other people rent them out. You feel me? And pay you a percentage. You could do that too. So that'd be going on. So yeah, man, it's just so that was the black holes right there. So who are Moors? Asiatic Americans. Who are they? A lot of people say, we ain't Moors. Well, who are you? Because you keep signing the thing saying you black. So you can't tell me you know who you are. Our family wasn't Moors. Well, who are you? Because they wasn't black neither. And you keep going, getting these jobs and signing these applications saying you black. Tell me that. When you figure that part and tell me that, then we could be better off as a family and a people. After all, if we wasn't Moors, then tell us who we are. And then that would, and definitely we wasn't black. Right. So, I was just reading Who Are Moors, Asiatics, and America. And it said, peace and love to the reader. This literature was inspired to put beyond dispute who Moors, Americans, Asiatics are. They are the lineal descendants of the ancient ancestors who have been coined Negroes, Black, Colored, Indians, African Americans, and other nondescript brands. Therefore, in essence, this book is a compilation of my independent study, general and special, with correlating references. In studying the Aboriginal people of America, it takes a level of refinement to get to the truth, as some 18th century writers were misclassifying the true and de jure Americans, Al Moroccans, Moors, as Indians. In this booklet, there are references to the word Moor. The pictures utilized are from the 1800s with no valid copyright, as copyrights did not exist prior to 1934 Gregorian calendar. Some of the pictures, paintings misrepresented these Moors as Indians, and it is only right that the distorted perspective be refined and made known it was Moors, Americans, not Indians, that are the Aboriginal people of the Western Hemisphere and Planetira, Earth, respectively. Now, that's what we go into. So this book is full of pictures and names and dictionaries. See, you got to go into these old dictionaries, especially unabridged dictionaries, Webster's and all them. See, you got to get the unabridged. This dictionary, I got an unabridged dictionary here so big, if I get on your head with it, it's over. Yeah, if I hit you upside your head with this book, you're going down. This book is thick. So, for instance, here go one in here. The Nom de Guerre. Nom de Guerre is a war name. That's the name that they've been giving you. Billy Bob, Jimmy Jack, Jimmy John. Those are the war names. Nom de Guerre, okay? So, this picture is of Chief Billy Bowlegs or Billy Bullock, what they used to call him, right? That's what the Europeans called him. But his Aboriginal appellation was what the people, our folks, called him among the tribes. They called him Holata Miko, Halpater Miko, Halbuta Miko, and Halputa Miko in Seminole, meaning alligator chief. And his reign was from 1810 to 1859. See, and that reference was from Reclaiming the Everglades, Everglades Biographies, publication of Archive Library and Museum Materials, Florida International University. That was from Florida International University. See, the European called him Chief Billy Bowleg and all these other names. But who was he? So in the old dictionaries, it says, like, for instance, in one of them, it says, okay, definition of Moor, any dark-skinned person. References from the Encyclopedia Heraldica give some derivatives of Moor as Moran, Morel, Morak, Morican, Morlot, Mormand, Moriot. Moors are just Americans. Reference, letters to the editor, Evening Journal, Willerton, Delaware, February 11, 1972. Moro, noun, comes from Spanish, Moro, Moorish. Reference, Webster's International Dictionary with history reference of the world published 1910. Moro, Miro are synonymous, keeping in mind the vowels A, E, I, O, and U, and Y are interchangeable. Thus, Moor, M-O-O-R, and Muir, Moor, M-U-U-R, are synonymous as well. Emphasizing the word Morican, the letter O is interchangeable with E for A, American. A, Moroccan, Morican, Moroccan. Morican, Morican, being a derivative of Moor, thus American, American, Al Moroccan, are consistent. See, you don't know they call this Al Moroccan. I remember I had a little brother. He was
he was some kind of Spanish Moor. And he was hip, and he said, peace. He just said one day to me, he said, peace, I'm a Rocky. So what you know about that? He said, I don't know about that, man. My his family used to tell him that. But he was Cuban or Puerto Rican. That's not he's Puerto Rican. Francis Samuel Drake, 1872, Dictionary of American Biography, including men of the time, containing nearly 10,000 notices of persons of both sexes of native and foreign birth who have been remarkable or prominently connected with the arts, sciences, literatures, politics, or history of the American continent. Sit Shaki, hair like lamb's wool, skin like burnished grass. The nom de guerre for her was Makanapi, direct family of Habatu Miko, whose nom de guerre is Billy Bowleg, Seminole Moors. Aboriginal appellations, Miko Nupi, Machinapo, Mokanapa, Mokanopa, and Sink Shaki, pond frequenter, as he was known prior to accession, was the leading chief of the Americans who led the tribe during the Second Seminole War. Reference, Simpson J. Clarence, Mark F. Boyd, Florida, from Tallahassee, Florida Geological Survey. So they got a lot of different pictures in here, and he got stupid dreads. He got about four dreads in his hair. I'm talking about four big stupid locks. Here go another chief, Tenskwatawa, also called Tenskatawa, Tenskwatawa, Tenskwatawa, or Lala Wathika. Forgive me if I'm saying it wrong, Lala Wathika. March 1768 through November 1836 was a Native American religious and political leader of the Shawnee Asiatic tribe, known as the Prophet or the Shawnee. He was the brother of Takonsa, leader of the Shawnee Asiatics. He was originally given the name Lala Wathika. He makes a loud noise or the noisemaker. Emphasizing Lala Wathika means loud noise, and angels are used to send messages to the four corners of the earth. It is said that Tenskwatawa lost his right eye in an accident, which may explain the left side profile picture. So, yeah, we got some deep history, man. We got to go back in our history, man, in this hemisphere. And man, listen, up and down the Mississippi is earth mounds. Man, we all through here, y'all. We the tribes, what they call Indians. We the tribe. We at home. Man, let's come together and get it together. That's all I want to say. We just need to get together. Just start at home with your family. Teach your family that we're not Negroes, Blacks, and colored, African-American. Teach your family there's only one race, the human race. Teach your family that we're not three-fifths of all other persons, that we're five-fifths. And what are the five-fifths? Teach them that. Teach your family Constitution, because Constitution is the supreme law of the land with the treaties in force. So teach them that. Teach them about the Constitution. Teach them those things that you wasn't taught at school, because evidently the things that we wasn't taught at school are the things that's what's leading the world or the people that are ruling us by. They're governing us by the things that we don't know. So let's learn these things so we can do better, and let's apply these things amongst ourselves at home and be the example at home first. Build your family up, just your family, right at home, and then start branching out in your whole family where y'all become back as one, unified, pooling your resources, putting your money together, building industries, creating with yourself. You don't need nothing from nobody. If you got 20 family members that you could come to the table with and they put their money up that they're spending in the wrong places, then you could go open up any industry you need. You could go get trucks, cars, everything you need for industries and whatever that we know how to do good. We need to get into industries and work for ourselves. But are we going to do it? No. So keep on begging and waiting for somebody else to give you something. All it is coming together. It's just like that in the hood. Hell, 50, 60 of y'all standing down on the same corner. Y'all ain't even got the same bag half the time. You feel me? Everybody got a separate bag doing something around. At least if you got to organize and put all your money together, no matter what, it'll matriculate all around. You feel me? And it's more in force, more in tune. That's our culture's role. We just in community. And that's what astonished them when they came through. They said, man, these people got all these resources and living so low. But everything is advanced. Irrigation systems and everything was advanced. The society looked at plain and simple and humble, but it was advanced what you got in there, studied it, how we all worked in accord. Was she doing this? The other kids over there, and she watching them, and this other one watching them by the river. And, man, it wasn't people on point and centuries out. And it was beautiful. It looked like real modest and simple, but then when under study and investigation, they're like, damn, they onto something. Yeah, then you really study it and get deeper and see if we pulling gold and stuff and pushing it down rivers, going to the tribute to the kingdom, all the way to California, filling it to the hiding it on out there on Alcatraz. Yeah, stuff like that. You didn't know that, huh? Okay. So listen, man. We've been riding, sliding, whipping and dipping. And I hope I ain't been tripping. You feel me? I hope I gave y'all something that was kind of, you know, I hope I helped y'all out today, man. Because I helped myself out. That's what I do it for. Therapeutic, to help myself, give me some therapy, and then to decimate some information in y'all to hopefully help y'all. So listen, you got to pay for information out there. I got to pay to do this program, you feel me? You got to pay for information out there. Pay for information. Listen, go to LegalEmpowermentLLC.com, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, and then you got the, you can hit the Almore Consultation LLC.com, and then the health, still waiting on the health to get up. I'm going to get that moving forward. You know, I just, like I said, I've been on a lot of different things going on, but that's imperative. Listen, get your trust foundation set up. Learn about that. You want to learn how to set up some trust? Hey, turn it into the Morning Drip, man. Suleiman Bey. We'll teach you how to set up trust foundation for yourself. You know, put your assets in. You know, you should have yourself family trust. You feel me? And it's foreign trust. You feel me? Have you some foreign trust? Yeah. And you know how to play the game. You know, it's set rules, set down. You feel me? But don't get yourself caught up trying to live something that you know is going to disappear. You got to be able to appreciate it. It ain't hard to work for. Take some time. Set a plan. You feel me? There's nothing more beautiful than watching a plan come together. You feel me? Yeah, you can always rush and have something. But usually when you rush and have something, it don't last. That's for relationships, too. We just come relationships, we just rush into them. Sexual. We want sexual healing. Then next thing you know, that's what we're missing. The physical, the physical part get caught up. We don't have no spiritual centers. Yeah, we're just shells walking around. You feel me? A body without a spirit, without a soul in it. But yeah, peace and love to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all coming through. I hope I ain't offending nobody. If I did, man, you need to sit on your feelings, man. Put them in your back pocket and sit on them, man. So I'm just trying to give you what I know. You feel me? You go look it up. You feel me? Christian Black Codes, the 1724, sanctioned by your church. You feel me? Who you pay tithes to. The same one that crucified your brother, Yahushua Jesus, and put it on a symbol for you to wear. And you're going to wear it around the world. It symbolizes oppression. The black people, what you call black people. The Asiatics, what you call Asians. To melanated people all around the world. That's what that's a symbol of. So that's what's still going on right now. We're paying tithes to it. You feel me? So y'all need to just wake up and just see what's going on, man. Be yourself. Be yourself. You're at home. Martin Luther King said it best. That's what he said. He says the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. Bam! Martin won to Martin's head. That's right. So, hey, listen. Y'all got to just get yourself together. Get your families together. Save yourself and your family. You feel me? Don't endanger yourself for food. Don't feed pearls to swine. You know how it goes. You feel me? Hey, you can pass information like this. They don't care. You feel me? You're not just staying out and endanger yourself for food. So save yourself and your family. Learn about what's going on. You know, get you a piece of this land. You know, get you some gold and silver, some wealth. Get you some land so you could get you resources under there. So thanks again for joining in. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have some more stuff. I'm going to get more organized and more detailed and more going into more stuff with you guys. We've been going over some stuff for a while, but we're going to get into some more stuff. And I just want y'all to be blessed. You know, be a blessing to somebody. That's how you get blessed. Be a blessing to somebody. Learn from your mistakes. You feel me? Can't keep doing the same thing over and over. Learn from a mistake. You feel me? Don't you come back on up. You feel me? Go keep going through the same trials over. People will keep coming in your same life again, again, again. Different people, but you will go through the same thing until we learn how to get it over. So that's all. Take from it, grow, move on. You feel me? Do things. A lot of fish in the sea. A lot of industries out there. But one industry fail, have some other ones popping. So you can stay popping. I mean, you ain't worried about one thing because you got multiple things going on. Man, I came in peace and I leave in peace. Thank y'all for joining Suleiman Bey in the Morning Drip. I see y'all again. Mayana, peace.